I'm blessed to be with you, especially some of you I haven't seen so long, some few weeks, some years. Harbor and Joy, I hadn't forgotten them, but yeah, we had some good times together.
今天很高兴能够和大家又再次在一起，特别是今天在我们当中的，有一些是数个星期没有见到面，有些是好几年才见一次面的，真是有这个机会和大家在一起，真是非常的高兴。
So I don't know how you are about getting calls sometimes. Maybe you don't want to answer the call because it could be a scam or it's something somebody trying to sell you something that you really don't want to hear about.
我不晓得当你们接到就是电话铃响的时候，那你们是抱持怎么样的态度？你们是想去接这个电话呢，还是说不想去接这个电话？因为现今这个时代，这个电话很可能就是一些诈骗的电话，有时候是甚至是一些电话来推销广告的。
When Pat and I were dating many years ago, I was living with my grandparents, and they had a phone, but Pat didn't have one. She didn't have a phone in her home.
当 Pat 和我我们在谈恋爱的时候呢，我是和我的祖父爷爷奶奶一起住。那我爷爷奶奶他们家里有一座这个电话，但是 Pat 呢他家里没有这个电话。
But occasionally, if Pat was at a neighbor's or her grandparents, she would call me. Now, don't think wrong. She wasn't a girl chasing boys.
No. 偶尔呢，Pat 呢，或如果在他的这个邻居家或在他的爷爷奶奶家的时候呢，他会打电话给我。那你们不要误会啊，Pat 他不是在倒追我的。
But I still remember that her call was such a wonderful call. I didn't want to miss that call, for sure.
但是我要你们了解每当我接到这个 Pat 这个 call 这个电话铃响的电话的时候呢，那我是多么的这个兴奋，我不想失去了任何一个机会和他在电话中谈话。
But this call that we're going to talk about today, it goes beyond even the most heavenly call.
但是今天我们要和你们谈的这个这个呼召呢，是远超过这个，它意义呢远超过这个我们电话上面的这个实际意义，而是今天要谈的呢是一个属天的呼召。
As Pastor Gary spoke last week, he talked about how Jesus' death kind of left Peter and some others lost. They had no direction. They didn't feel any direction for where they were going. And Jesus helped them by giving them a new direction, by giving them that call.
在上，如果大家还记回忆上个礼拜赵牧师和我们谈有关于耶稣的死给这个彼得呢带来了一阵的这个迷惘，他让彼得呢有一阵子他不晓得他前面的方向该如何一直到这个主耶稣呢再次的向他显现，来帮助他寻找一个新的这个方，给他一个新的一个方向。
This was kind of telling him what he's supposed to do next. This was being called for a purpose.
这个主耶稣呢来告诉这个彼得呢，来给他这个接下来给他一些特别的一些使命的。
Now Pastor Gary used Peter as an example, and I'm going to use Paul as an example today.
上周呢赵牧师用彼得来做一个这个讲述彼得的这个例子，那今天呢我给你们和大家一起来分享保罗的另外一个例，是这个另外一个呼召的例子。
But the one thing that we agree on, Pastor Gary and I, is that we all have a similar call from God. In fact, we are a called people.
赵牧师和我呢，我们都代表了这个都表示这个 代表了这个相同的这个从神而来的呼召呢，因为我们都是一群被呼召的人。
In these 14 verses, Paul hits five important points about the gospel message.
在今天我们要分享的加拉太书14节的这个经文里头呢，那保罗和我们举出了这个五项很重要的这个福音的这个讯息。
Number one, the gospel message isn't based on human reasoning.
第一个这个福音的讯息，保罗所要讲的福音的讯息呢，是福音呢，它不是根据于人的理性思路而来的。
The gospel message is a direct revelation from Jesus Christ.
福音的这个讯息呢，是直接从耶稣基督而来的启示的。
The gospel message is an amazing transformation.
这福音的讯息呢，是讲述的一个奇异的这个转变。
The gospel message is a marvelous call of grace.
这福音的讯息也同时也讲述着一个奇妙的恩典。
And lastly, the gospel message is a reason to praise and glorify God.
这最后一个福音的这个讯息呢，讲述的是我们怎么样，这个福音呢，是我们赞美荣耀神的一个根据。
So let's pray together, and then we'll look at these verses.
接下来就让我们低头做个祷告。
Father, our prayer is simple. We thank you for being able to be here together. We thank you for your word. We thankful for your Holy Spirit. We just pray that at this time you will open that up. Your Holy Spirit will teach us, will be in our hearts, and will show us what we need to see in this part of your word today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at Galatians 1, 11 through 14. I'll read it to you in English first. Dear brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that the gospel message I preach is not based on mere human reasoning. I received my message from no human source. No one taught me. Instead, I received it by direct revelation from Jesus Christ. You know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion, how I violently persecuted God's church. I did my best to destroy it. I was far ahead of my fellow Jews in my zeal for the traditions of my ancestors. But even before I was born, God chose me and called me by His marvelous grace. Then it pleased Him to reveal His Son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. When this happened, I did not rush out to consult with any human being, nor did I go to Jerusalem to consult with those who were apostles before I was. Instead, I went to Arabia, and later I returned to the city of Damascus. Then 3 years later, I went to Jerusalem to get to know Peter, and I stayed with him for 15 days. The only other apostle I met at the time was James, the Lord's brother. I declare before God that I am writing to you, that the God I'm writing to you, this is not a lie. After the visit, I went north into the province of Syria and Cilicia, and still the churches in Christ that are in Judea didn't know me personally. All they knew was, the people were saying, the one who used to persecute us is now preaching the very faith he tried to destroy, and they praise God because of me.
接下来就让我们大家一起来念这个加拉太书，从11节到24节，一二三，请。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示而来的。你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩造我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量， 也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去，然后又回到大马色。过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，与他同住了十五天。至于别的使徒，除了主的弟兄雅各，我都没有看见。我写给你们的不是谎话，这是我在神面前说的。以后我到了叙利亚和基利家境内，那时犹太信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说那从前逼迫我们的现在传扬他原先所迫害的真道，他们就为我的缘故荣归荣耀给神。
Maybe if you'll keep those up there starting with 11, I won't have to go back and repeat the verses. Okay? Good. So the first comment is the gospel message isn't based on human reasoning that Paul says in verse 11.
在第十一节，保罗在这边讲到说，这个福音的信息呢，不是根据以人的这个理性而来的。
Now Paul tells us many times in the New Testament the gospel message is not about keeping the law, but he reminds us here it's also not about intellectual thinking.
在这里，保罗在新约里面告诉我们，多次告诉我们。他这个福音的讯息呢，并不是要我们去遵循这个旧约的这个法律，而是他不断的提醒我们，这福音的讯息也不是人的知识推理而来的。
We see that in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 22 and 23. It says, It is foolishness to the Jews who ask for signs from heaven, and it is foolish to the Greeks who seek human wisdom. So when we preach that Christ was crucified,The Jews are offended, and the Gentiles say it's nonsense.
就像在哥林多前书第一章二十二节这边，保罗说到，犹太人要求神迹，希腊人寻求智慧，基督徒常说，是啊，福音是挺有道理的。这说法只有在上帝开了我们的灵眼之后。
Now a Christian may often say, "Well, it makes good sense to me."Yes, when God has opened your eyes.
我刚已经讲过了基督徒呢基督徒们常说是啊，福音是挺有道理的，但是呢，这个说法只有在上帝开了我们的属灵的眼睛之后，我们才能了解得到的。
But don't expect it to make good sense to the natural mind. I think the gospel message goes against the reasoning of the natural mind.
不要认为人自然都认为福音是很有道理的事实上福音真正的却是和人的这个理性是相对立的。
For those of us that are in the sciences, we know that there were Christians that were highly intellectual thinkers, but I think, and even that would include Paul, but I think they were the exception.To be able to clearly see the gospel, it wasn't by their intellect.
似乎呢在这个基督徒当中也有许多是高度智慧的这个这些先者们呢包括保罗呢，他们都有特别的这个聪明智慧呢，他们早已看出福音呢，并不是从人的这个智慧而来的。
Jesus says that riches made it more difficult for some to come into the kingdom. I also think it's true for the highly intellectual. It's difficult.
举个例来讲，耶稣说到，富人呢是更难进入这个天国的。我想对这个。有聪明智慧的人，这是很能够明白理解的。
But as you know, an added note, as some of you are sitting here, you know it's not impossible because God did it in your life.
在座的我们呢，都有些是能了解的，因为呢，神已经开了我们的眼睛。
Paul didn't understand the gospel from his main teachers as a Jew, but he did receive opinions against it, just as the so-called scholars might present to us today.
保罗呢, 他从他的, 犹太的这个老师里面呢, 并没有学到, 福音的这个真谛, 反而呢, 他们, 他被教导, 关于一些 反对福音的这个真理, 这个也就是我们今日, 很多, 很多所谓的学者, 也同样, 有这样的问题的。
Just think, if it was up to us, we probably would have come up with some system that was about hard work. Those would be the ones that get saved, rather than the simple truth of the gospel.
今天呢, 我们对这个福音呢, 我们会想出一个, 认为它是一个, 一个很, 想出一个很复杂的这个系统呢, 来强调我们, 这个人的这个辛勤努力工作的成果呢, 而往往是个忽略了, 最简单的一个事实, 就是耶稣基督早已为我们成就了一切。
And that simple truth, it's all about Jesus doing it all.
这个简单的这个事实呢, 就是耶稣基督已经早已为我们, 成就了一切。
But Paul was facing these false teachers that had come in to make the gospel better fit their proud opinions of themselves.
保罗呢, 面对了一些假老师们呢, 他们只不过是用, 用这个福音呢, 来作为自我膨胀骄傲的这个私心, 他们私心的一种工具而已。
Even so, we should take note that even though these Galatians had gone off track and they'd gone to these false teachers, Paul addresses them kindly as brothers and sisters.
我们要特别留意的就是这些加拉太人呢, 他们已经和这些假老师们呢, 相处了很长的一段的这个时间呢, 但是保罗呢, 在这里仍然很谦和地称他们弟兄和姐妹。
So I hope we can all agree that you can't get to the gospel message by your own intellectual abilities. You can only get there by God's revelation.
我希望你们都能够同意保罗在今天, 对这个福音的讯息所讲的, 人不可能靠着自己的聪明智慧而来, 认识这个福音, 这个福音只有神, 的启示我们才能明白的。
So that brings us to the second thing about the gospel message. It is a direct revelation from Christ, as he says in verse 12.
这就带出了我们这个保罗第二个这个重点，这个福音呢，不是从人的领受而来的，也不是这个受教导而来的，而是完完全全借着主耶稣基督启示而来的。
Paul's gospel message came from God's revelation, and guess what? My message today is from that also.
保罗的这个福音的信息呢, 是从上帝的启示而来。 你们知道吗? 我今天所传讲的这个信息, 也是同样从上帝启示而来的。
Man did not invent the gospel. It comes from God. It is therefore the standard by which we measure everything, every set of ideas, all other religion and philosophy is by that standard.
我们要晓得呢, 福音呢, 不是人所能够创造出来的, 它完完全全是从上帝, 所启示而来的。 不管是, 所以上帝的启示呢, 也就成为, 每一个宗教和哲学, 我们用来衡量检视 每一套思想的一个标准。
There's a well-known pastor, Tony Evans. He was speaking on the radio the other night, and basically he said, God is right on everything, and you are wrong on everything if you disagree with him.
有一个著名的这个, 牧者呢, Tony Evans, 他讲过了一句非常有名的, 具有哲理的一句话, 就是, 上帝, 上帝在每一件事情都是对的。如果有任何一件事情你和上帝有你不同你和上帝的意见有相冲突，那就表示你是错的。
OK. I'm assuming that's right. God has spoken on everything, on politics, on racism, on gender, on character. Everything is in His Word, His revealed Word.
上帝呢，在这个圣经里头讲到了关于这个政体，也关于讲到了这个种族，也讲到这个性别，也讲到了这个人性。每一件事情呢，都是他都在启示我们真理。
God not only revealed the gospel to Paul, but He reveals it to us right now.
上帝呢，不仅仅把这个福音启示给保罗而已，他也启示给我们每一个在座的人。
I would never pretend to have a totally different position on something that's clearly spoken about in the Bible. Pastor Gary and I both firmly agree on that.
我绝不敢将圣经里头清楚提到的真理呢来做不同的这个解释呢赵牧师和我呢，我们都不敢拿这个圣经来开玩笑的。
I study the Bible just like all of us can. I let it speak to me first before I would speak to you.
我研读圣经呢，也和大家一样能用的方式是一样的。我让圣经呢先和我说话，然后我再来教导你们。
Let's skip to 39. He increases strength and confirms faith in His gospel in us through His word, not by the way of just knowledge, but by the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life.
上帝呢，借着他的道呢，在我们里面帮助我们。来增强我们对这个福音的这个确信呢，而不是借着这个知识，而是完完全全的靠着在我们里面的圣灵。
So you may not have an experience like Paul did, where he was knocked off his horse, by Jesus and brought to faith, but you will have or have had a 2 Corinthians 4:6 experience.
我们或许不会经历到像保罗一样当被主耶稣的光照从马上摔下来的这个而信主的这个经历呢，但是呢我们同样会经历在这个哥林多后书4:6这边所提到的这个经历。
For God said, who let light shine out of darkness, made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ.
在哥林多后书4:6，是因为那说要有光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，是使人可以认识那在基督脸上的荣光。
So what can we say about this amazing transformation?
所以接下来我们就可以来讲福音怎么样是一个奇妙的这个转变的一个过程。
Well, that brings us to our next point that we can look to verses 13 and 14. The gospel message is an amazing transformation.
从接下来13节到14节这边，福音的讯息呢是讲述一个奇妙的这个。转变的过程。
I don't know if some of you like animated movies. I don't normally. There was one that's kind of old called It's a Bug's Life. And there was a part when the caterpillar says, finally, I'm a beautiful butterfly. I said, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Transformation.
我不是一个对这个动画片很有兴趣的一个人。但是呢，我记得在很老的一部这个动画片里面，《昆虫的一生》里头有一幕呢，当一只毛毛虫呢，最后终于 变成一只美丽的蝴蝶的时候，他所说的那句终于我是一只美丽的这个蝴蝶，那种的兴奋，我今天所要和大家一起来分享的这种转变呢，正是同样的兴奋。
This is the testimony Paul shared with the Galatians, how he was so wonderfully transformed.
保罗呢，在加拉太书里面呢，讲到了这个福音的信息呢，是一个奇妙的这个转变。
He wanted to stamp out Christianity. He was basically a violent guy before he met Jesus. He wasn't on his way to becoming a nicer guy either. When Jesus got his attention,
保罗呢，在遇见耶稣之前呢，他是存心要来扫灭这个基督徒的。他可以说是一个暴力的这个一个年轻人呢但是在他知道耶稣之前呢他这个过程呢，他并不是想要来变成一个更好的一个人。
In fact, it was really his great knowledge of this religion of the Jews and his enthusiasm for those traditions which set him at the greatest distance and in opposition to the gospel.
事实上呢，他对这个犹太宗教的这个知识呢，和他对这个传统宗教的这个热心呢，却是成为他和福音传讲的这个讯息呢有天渊之别的这个差别。
Now, this kind of man was in no mood to change his mind, and yet he was ready to kill Christians at one time. He was now ready to be killed as a Christian.
那时候的他呢，在无论是心理或者是这个精神状态呢，他是不可能来改变这个来信这个福音的。然而呢，他却从一个随时随地都要杀这个基督徒的人呢，转一变而为随时随地他愿意被杀的，他自己让他自己成为愿意被杀的一个基督徒，这是何等大的转变。
Now listen to me carefully on this. So we come to a point where we realize the next evangelist like Billy Graham might be drunk right now.
我在这里我要指出一点，我希望大家这个我们要了解或许呢第二个这个跟 Billy Graham 一样成伟大的这个传道这个家呢也许呢现在正在醉酒呢。
Currently, every day, someone is being redeemed out of a drug addiction or a woman out of a life of prostitution, like the woman in a movie called Redeeming Love.
就是在现代这个时候呢每一个被从这个addiction 这个沉醉在毒品里面的，或者是一个从事卖淫的这个妇女的这个生命里头呢我们都可以被拯救的。就像有一部很出名的电影，谁可以这样爱我，这部电影里头的。
Let me just leave you with that point. This movie, Redeeming Love, it's in English, right? But well worth watching. It's actually from the Old Testament, Hosea. But it's in new times.
或许你们没有看过这部电影呢，这部电影呢是关于旧约里头一个大先知何西阿，他的他被救赎的是关于上帝在这个 何西阿这个先知里头讲述的一个救赎之爱的一个故事。
Now some of you may think my testimony is not that powerful. I never sold drugs. I never really did anything too bad.
或许你们会想，我还是一个不差的人。我虽然没有保罗虽然没有何西阿这么有能力，但是我从来我也不卖毒品，我从来也不做任何太坏的事情。
I think that's a great testimony. How did God let you grow up that way and still convince you that you were lost without Him?
我想这也是一个非常美好的一个见证，上帝的一个见证，讲述我们怎么能够在平顺的这个环境中长大呢，仍然能够让我们没有，仍然能够来相信主耶稣。
That's why if somebody asks us, how did you become a Christian? We can only say it was pure grace. Jesus did it all.
就像我现在来问你们，你们为什么会成为基督徒的？我想我们都可以很简单的说，完全是上帝的恩典。这个恩典是只有主耶稣他能赐予的。
And we may also add God's mercy brought us into faith. And I think mercy and grace are real, I don't have a coin with me, but they're really like a coin with two sides.
在这里呢我可以来同时把上帝的这个怜悯呢也能够一起带到这个我们的这个信仰里头。我想怜悯和这个恩典呢，它讲述的是一个铜板的一个两面，是一样的事情的。
So mercy means you didn't get what you deserve. God loved you so much, He sent His Son Jesus to die as a sacrifice for your sins.
怜悯呢是指我们本来不配得到的，但是上帝因为爱我们所以呢他把他的独生子为了原谅我们的罪呢，他牺牲了他的独生爱子。
But really grace, you may think that's grace, but really grace is even more. It is God's riches at Christ's expense.
在这里呢恩典呢是讲的是更进一步，他讲述主耶稣基督从罪中里面呢，他为我们的罪付上了这个代价。
So I must say, Jesus died on the cross as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins and raised from the dead to give us eternal life that we can only live by that same grace that He forgave our sins.
我在这里必须要说呢，主耶稣死在十字架上为我们的罪呢，成为了这个十字架上成为了这个牺牲品，但是呢他的复活呢却带给我们永生的这个生命呢，这个就是那让我们可以为这个在这个恩典中而活。
So I won't go through the verse, but in 1 Corinthians 15 it says the gospel must include the resurrection of Jesus. It's not the full gospel message if it doesn't. And there's more to be said about that.
保罗呢在哥林多前书15节这边讲到说呢，福音呢必须要讲述福音呢，必须要提到主耶稣他的复活，要不然的话呢福音就不完全的，就不是完全的。
All Christians were raised from death to a life in Christ. And now, the church, that's you, it's not this building, is a called people. Remember, you and I are the church. There's only one. There's no American church, Chinese church, whatever church, there's only one church.
所有的基督徒呢，都是在基督里从死里复活的。那这个教会呢是一群蒙上帝呼召人的这个的人， 我们要记得呢，我们是一个教会，我们教会只有一个，不管是你是美国教会或者是中国人的教会。
Now, I was talking to Harbor earlier, and he said, you know, Texas, there's this big church, all Chinese people. That's fine. You know, we love to come together and our culture and things, but we remember, only one church, Jesus is the head.
我跟新港谈过，他们现在上到了一个在 Texas 上了一个很大的教会，但是我们要知道呢，不管你教会你上的是这个教会有多少人，我们都是一个教会。
I want to make this clear too. I've said this to many people. Race is a man-made name that is only set to divide mankind. There is only one race that God created.
我要说清在这里，我要说清楚一件事情呢。有很多的人呢，把种族当作是一个很严肃的、很严重的一个问题。事实上呢，种族呢是人所制造出来，事实上是把人分离，而不是把人团结起来的。
Now you know there are different people groups around the world, but even them, they all represent one race.
我们在这个世上，尽管有不同的这个族群呢，但是我们只有一种人类。
I am going to tell you one exception to that. And that's when the Bible says his people, the church, in the Old Testament and New Testament, are a new nation of people. They're a people group called out of all other groups in the world. We'll look at 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10.
在彼得前书二章九到十节这边所讲的，我要这只有一个这个世界只有上帝的选民和非上帝的选民这两种不同的。
So you looked at 1 Peter 2 earlier, but 9 and 10 says, but you are not like that. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can now show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light.
这是在彼得前书第二章第九节到第十节所讲的。
We want to give God great thanks for calling us from death and calling us into this new life. And I think the calling that Paul is talking about here is what he talks about in verse 15.
我们要感谢上帝呢，从死亡里呼召了我们进入永生呢。我想这是保罗在第十五节所要带出的这个讯息。
The gospel message is a calling of marvelous grace.
这福音的讯息呢，是一个奇妙恩典的一个呼召。
When I think about God's calling on our lives, I think about this story that I heard once about a man that was at sea and he was lost and drowning.
在这里呢，我想到了一个故事，就是一个人呢掉到海里头，就快要被淹死了。
At the same time, there was this ship that came along looking for desperate people drowning in the water. The drowning man was thrown a life preserver and rescued.
在这时候呢，刚好就有一条船呢经过，那看到这个快被淹死的人呢，就投了一个救生圈，那这个人就被拯救了。
He was pulled out of the water, given a hot meal, warm clothes. He was able to gain his strength back. But then the ship went on looking for other people that were like him to save.
他被救上船之后呢，吃了一顿这个热的这个食物呢，也有了这个温暖干净这个干的这个衣服呢，那他慢慢的呢，他的体力也恢复了，但是在同时这艘船呢，仍然不断的在寻找其他和他一样需要被拯救的人。
And at some point, the captain calls out to all the people on the boat, and he says, "There's many areas that we need your help in."
就在 那个当头呢，把他们都招出来，告诉他们说，他们这个船上有很多地方需要他们的帮助了。
Now, he didn't say we're going to kick you off the boat if you can't help, but we really do love having you on the ship, but we do have a job for you.
这个船长也开玩笑的说呢，如果你们不愿意帮助我们呢，我们也不会把你就是再扔回海里。我们只是希望你们有愿意来帮助我们。So
what do you think? Would it be normal for this person that was saved to say, "I'm not going to help. I'm here because I just happened to get saved by the people on this boat"?
那你是愿意成为这样的人说，我不愿意去帮助他们，我就是在这个船，就是刚好在这个船上被拯救了。
Or do you think he might say, "I remember how desperate I was. If there's anything I can do to help rescue others, or even make the other workers on this boat able to rescue others, I want to."
或者你记得，当你掉在水里，你是怎么样绝望的时候，希望有人来拯救你的时候呢？那现在同样的，你也抱着同样的心情，你愿意来帮助拯救其他的人。I
would really count that a joy and a privilege. Now, I don't know what I should do, but I'm sure somebody can tell me how I can help.
我相信那是能去这么做，是一个很大的一个恩典，而且也是一个很大的一个喜乐的时候呢，那我虽然我不晓得这个船长要我去，我能做什么，但是只要船长能够告诉我去做什么。Remember
this about grace. The fact of salvation is by grace alone. Resurrection living is by grace alone. There is saving grace and there is enabling grace.
这个救赎呢，是只有这个恩典能够给予的。复活呢，也同样的，只有靠着这个恩典也才能成就的。但是这里呢，我们谈到说有救命。 就是活命跟这个让生命得以延续的这个两件事情。Okay.
Two quick verses, Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
One more time.
Philippians 2:13.
在腓立比书第二章第13节这边讲到说呢。 神为了成全自己的美意呢，就在你们里面动工。
And 1 Corinthians 15:10.
和在哥林多前书第15章第10节。
By the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. That's what Paul is saying.
使你们在你们里面动工，使你们可以 立志和行事，以致有了今天，而且他赐给我们的恩典并没有落空。Now,
when someone asks you, "What's your story?" I can use that same verse. I'm not saying I'm a hard worker, but I say, whatever I do, it's not from me, it's from God. It's from Him, His purpose for me.
所以，当今天有人说你。 你的得救是怎么一回事的时候呢？我可以用同样的这句话来回答，但这一切呢，都不是因为我自己，而是因为上帝在我里面与我同在。Now
Paul says, listen to this, remember this. He says, even before I was born, this is amazing. This was my calling.
就像保罗他自己所讲的，就如在创世以前呢，他在基督里拣选了我们，使我们因着爱呢，在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Yeah. It's hard to understand. But that's what Ephesians 1, 4, and 5 says. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy without fault in His eye. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him pleasure.
就像我刚刚 所讲的 那段在以弗所书一章四到五节里头所讲的就如创立世界以前，他在基督里拣选了我们，使我们因着爱在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。他又按着自己意志所喜悦的定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
So, number 80. Like Paul, we can say Christ now lives in us, and we're not saved just for our own benefit either.
就像保罗所讲的，基督活在我们里面呢，我们不是被拯救去为自己的利益而活的。
One of my favorite verses, I may have even shared this here before, Psalm 37:4 says, Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
诗篇37章第四节是我非常喜欢的一段这个经文。你要以耶和华为乐，他就把你心里所求的赐给你。
That's the real freedom we've received, the freedom to serve God and to serve others.
这就是真正的这个自由。这自由呢我们去服侍神，也服侍人。
As we use our freedom for that, what we might think of is this fourth point. We see that the gospel message is a reason to praise and glorify God.
当我们讲到这里，我们就进入了这个福音的保罗所讲的福音的第四个这个理由，就是这个福音呢是我们赞美荣耀神的一个理由。
Okay, there we are. In this last part of the chapter 1, Paul's not defending himself, but he's defending the gospel he preaches.
在第一章的这个最后一段呢，保罗呢，他不是来防卫他，来这个保护他自己，而是他是在这个传讲上帝的这个福音。
Number 87, the gospel which Paul preaches is salvation and a transformed life by grace through faith in Christ to the glory of God.
This 福音呢，保罗所传讲的福音呢，是拯救和这个转，在这个恩典里头呢，借着这个信呢，来这个讲述这个救赎跟生命的这个转变，而来荣耀我们的上帝。
Number 90. Evidently, many could see that there's only one explanation for how Paul came to devote his life to Christ.
很显然的呢，保罗他真真 保罗奉献他生命给基督的真正的这个原因呢，也就只有一个
Okay, 92. Something that sometimes can trip us, how our faulty expectations get in the way of seeing what God may be calling us to at a time.
有时候呢，有时候呢，有些事情呢，反而会让我们呢，误以为。误以为我们是在完成上帝的工。
I'll mention this real quick, 93. Example of Elijah. Some of you know that story. I won't go to the verses, but he was up against King Ahab and all of these other false prophets, and he had to run for his life from Jezebel, the lady there, the wife, and he wanted to hear from God. What's next?
在这里我讲一个以利亚的大先知的一个故事，他在战胜了这个亚哈王跟他的400个这个先知之后呢，但是却为了这个因为耶洗别的这个话呢，他要来逃命。
But his expectations were the problem. As he was sitting in this cave by himself, he thought God would speak to him in a storm with cool lightning and everything. But in the end, he could only hear him with a still voice.
那时候以利亚呢，在一个山洞里头呢，他以为上帝会用极大的这个震撼的这个场面来和他讲话，但是没想到呢，上帝却是在用一个微声的来和他谈话。
We may think, oh, if I listen to this, I may have to quit my job and become a pastor. Well, maybe that may be true, but it could be that, but maybe not.
或许呢，我们会认为我们要为上帝所用，就必须要放弃我们的这工作呢，来成为一个牧者。或许呢，那是真的。那或许上帝会另外用别的方法来使用你。
It really may be just to pray more with your family, your husband, your wife, to encourage them or to help in the body by working with children here. But we know this, it was Paul's calling of marvelous grace.
那更多的是呢，上帝要我们做的就是和家人一起来祷告，来鼓励家人。这就是在这里。 保罗所讲的，我们被呼召，使呼召呢，成为一个上帝的一个美妙的一个恩典的这个展示。In
closing, I will tell you this, and I expect Pastor Gary to say amen. It's not only up to the pastor to share the gospel.
在这里，这个在这结束之前呢，我要讲一句呢，这个赵牧师也会同意的话呢，就是讲述这个福音呢，并不是所有牧者的这个专利。Now
a pastor and evangelist, they look for ways to try to create an opportunity to share the gospel.
我们赵牧师和我呢，我们在这里是来帮助这个会众呢，来传讲这个成为福音的一个出口。However,
every Christian has to look for that opportunity or really be able to see that opportunity when God calls you to share your testimony.
我们每一个基督徒呢，我们都是被上帝呼召来分享这个整个福音的这个传播福音的一个出口了。
I remember in China with Hillary and Ken, they seemed to take every opportunity they could to share the gospel with people.
我深深记得呢，这个Hillary 跟 Ken 呢，他们在国内抓住了每一个这个机会呢，来传讲上帝的这个福音。
And the purpose of this calling is so others will praise God for His glory in Christ. Not for your own credit of righteousness. You already have that through Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
我们这个呼召的这个本意呢，原是让每一个人呢，都能够因着这个领受了这个上帝的这个恩典呢，而能来为上帝做这个见证。
Wouldn't you love to have someone praise God for what they see in your life?
One more time.
I'm sorry, I added that. Wouldn't you love to have somebody praise God for what they see in your life?
我们每一个人不都期待着有人能够在为我们 来祷告。
Okay, this may be the last one, and this may be tricky, but remember, he doesn't call the equipped so much as he equips the called. And that's you.
我们要记得，上帝不是来呼召那些完全准备好的人，而是上帝呼召的时候，他会来装备我们，让我们成为一个他所使用的人。
Paul was a walking gospel message, and you can be too.
保罗就是一个活活的一个美好的见证，我们也可以成为保罗。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we could run out of time easily by trying to praise you, by being in your word and realizing your glory. But with the time we've had, I hope that you've touched our hearts and maybe you've given us the encouragement to be more about your gospel in the way we serve others, in the way we serve our family, people at work. We don't know how that shows up, but we do know that you want us all to be looking to you. And you give us the power through your Holy Spirit to do what you've called us to. We give you great thanks for that. In Jesus' name, amen.